Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jarrett Payton.
My name is Jarrett Payton, and I am here to motivate you today.
Former NFL running back.
Jarrett Payton wearing his father's number, number 34, and looking like the old man. Look at this run. A gorgeous job by Jarrett Payton.
The son of sweetness.
There's Walter with his Cubs jacket on, and here he comes out. His son Jarrett is with him. Sweetness. What an ovation.
Sports anchor for WGN.
You know me. I'm the resident running back.
Jarrett Payton with Raheemy Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
Uncle Luke got me hooked on Hennessy, so thank you to Uncle Luke.
Because uncles are cool.
That's the theme of the day, isn't it?
That's right. They're not drunk. They're not wacky. Maybe they were. Maybe they are.
I love the projection coming out of you right now.
Oh, so excited to talk to Jarrett Payton, WGN-TV sports anchor. You could catch the Sports Office on the free WGN Plus streaming app on your smart TV weeknights live at 7:30. The GN Sports crew will break down the biggest stories in Chicago sports with a laid-back vibe as they hang out in their corner office. Mr. Payton joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. What's going on, JP? How are you, man?
Oh, Grody, Marshall, man. Good to talk to you guys, and good to have you in studio, Groats. I mean, normally you're not in studio.
I know.
I get a chance to talk with you. But before we do anything,
yes.
Shouts out to Robbie. Congratulations, young man. Enjoy your time on the East Coast. But I still think you're weird for leaving your deodorant in your room. What?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, JP. Oh, no, thank you, man. Yeah. No, I appreciate that whole lot. And I don't know. I do my thing. I don't know.
I think I might have out-weirded him, though, per the text line, because I said that, and I'm talking about, like, the T-shirt, the undershirt, okay? Like, the white tee, like, sometimes, like, you put it on your person, and then I put it over the shirt just for an extra layer of defense. It's defense.
I've never heard of this.
Have you ever heard of this, JB?
I'm rolling with Marshall on all this whole entire conversation.
Exactly. So
I'm on his side.
You know what this is, JP? It's just another classic illustration of two Americas. That's what this is.
One America knows how to apply deodorant.
Yes.
The other, it just goes completely rogue.
Yeah, basically, y'all just do what y'all want. That's what I'm learning. No real home training that's uniform within the culture. I get it, though. I get it.
JP, how you feeling about this Bears game? Bears, Eagles, we've been talking about it all week. It's been a blast. What are you thinking on a Wednesday, my friend?
Well, first of all, you guys, I'm just excited. I said this yesterday with Mully and Hall. I just love the fact that we got some meaningful football in November heading into December and as the season kind of winds down. So it's been very entertaining. I look at this game and how it's set up with 2-8-3 teams and, you know, that Eagle squad coming off that loss to the Cowboys. Like, there's a chance here. There's a chance for this Bears team to go into Philly, a day after eating stuffy and turkey and ham, whatever you like, and steal a win out there. Why not? I've been saying it. Why not us? You know, as you look at how this season goes down, and I was listening to that caller before I came on a little bit earlier. He was just talking about what do you say if they don't win? If they only win two more games, it's a
failure. Well, I think essentially if they don't get into the playoffs.
Yeah, so 10-7 is a failure is what he's saying.
No, man. I mean, we're talking about this team has already exceeded expectations. I mean, yes. I mean, you're playing with house money. You get an opportunity to be able to play in the postseason. Let the chips fall where they may. And I think it's just a bonus right now, because when you look at what Ben Johnson has done and the culture that he has set here in Chicago already, and it hasn't been an entire year yet, to me, moving forward for the future, that's what it's all about. I mean, it all depends, I guess, how you look at when you came into this season. Like, for me, it was just about improvement and looking towards the future. But we're starting to see right now what they've been able to do with the injuries and all the ups and downs and how these games have gone. They found ways to win games. And I put it on Twitter yesterday, and I just would put it out there, are the Bears a good team? And if you go to my Twitter account, just, like, look at the comments, man. Like, it's so back and forth. But everybody always says, man, good teams find a way to win. The Bears have been doing that. And I give them a lot of credit to Ben Johnson, also the staff as well, for getting these guys ready with all the injuries that have happened and all the things, the backups that have come in and play, of how they have depth with this football team. I give them a lot of credit to where they are right now.
Jared, I'm looking at the way this game is going to play out on Sunday, and I was trying to explain to Robbie why I think this game is more difficult now, because the Eagles did absorb a loss to the Cowboys in which they blew a 21-point lead at halftime. And I think the Bears, they have a great chance to win this game. That's why I picked them to win the game. But I think they need to take a page out of the Jackson Dart / New York Giants playbook. While it's a scary page to take out, because we know what happened to Jackson Dart, he ended up in concussion protocol. His ability to run on the Eagles, in their first matchup in a 34-17 win over the Eagles was a catalyst in their run offense dominating that game. And I think Ben Johnson has the tools, if he wants to draw up something similar.
Yeah, I mean, this is, Marshall, we're getting to this time of the year, right, where the weather is getting colder. You got to rely on the run game just a little bit more. And we've seen it, I think, with Caleb, his ability to be able to run the football. And I love the fact that he, even as a second-year quarterback, just smart enough to find ways to be able to get sacrifice yardage for the football, get down when you need to, not take the big hits when you're running the football, right? I think for a young quarterback, he's very smart there. But why not take advantage of it? That's the one thing on the flip side that the Eagles haven't done this season. I mean, we started to see it kind of winding down. I think with the Saquon Barkley addition last year, it was a heavy run. But you were seeing in sprinkles of runs with Jalen Hurts. And that hasn't been the case. Hence, to me, the reason why the run game hasn't been where up to par like everybody was thinking it was going into this year, that they were going to rely on it. So I think the fact of Jalen Hurts not running the ball has been made an impact on their running game. And I think that Caleb can have a huge impact on this game, when not even just design runs, it's just really when there's opportunities, things break down, instead of maybe being Houdini and trying to keep his eyes down the field, which I love, maybe step up and take advantage of getting a couple of yards and put yourself in, you know, meaningful downs, second down, third down, whatever that is, to shorten it up just a little bit. The playbook opens up a little bit more when it's third and short, whether it's, third and long, it's a little bit harder, especially with that defense.
Yep, no doubt.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jared Payton, WGN TV sports anchor and the son of the greatest, Walter Payton. When you look at this Eagles defense, Jared, what would you say the way is for the Bears offense? What do you think the best way, mode of attack is when you look at the Eagles defense?
I mean, we know that they're able to get pressure, right? So, I mean, I want to see them try to establish the run game early and stay with it just a little bit longer. I understand sometimes if they're not having success early on in games, then things kind of switch up. And I know the first 12, first 10 or whatever they're running, I just think you have to establish the ground game. For me, any team that has the ability to get pressure and get after your quarterback when you got guys that can – you know, rush the passer, man, slow them down a little bit. I think the screen game, especially with the running backs, could be a huge key this week. And so that means a guy like DeAndre Swift going back to his old stomping grounds, being able to, you know, let that rush get upfield, dump that ball down to him, and let him cook in that open space. That's where he is so he's so perfect for all that. And that's what we haven't seen of the outside zones, getting him to the outside and then getting him in the passing game as well. I think slowing down a rush, that screen game with the running backs could be a huge benefit for what Ben Johnson's trying to do and the success of this Bears team if they're going to find a way to leave Philly with a dub.
Kyler Gordon, Jalen Johnson, what are you hearing?
Marshall, I don't.
You got some little birdies.
He's got some information.
You got birdies.
No, I don't. I do have birdies, but I don't know. I'm not getting in trouble. Okay,
I know.
So you never know. I mean, maybe one guy's back. Possibly, I can say that.
You're going through the pain of this is very painful for reporters and sports people of knowing information and not being allowed to reveal it.
Yeah, you know,
that happens.
It does happen, and you know, I am not the guy that wants to be on the headlines. That's
I understand.
Not me. I don't need to make a story.
Right, unless you go to a Pearl Jam concert and you get on stage, yeah. then you certainly want to be the story, don't you?
If it's a Pearl Jam concert and on stage with Eddie Vedder, then I'm trying to be all over the headlines. But
okay, let me rephrase the question. Let me rephrase the question, JP. How differently do you feel about the Bears' chances to beat the Eagles based on the availability of either or both of those players?
Good job, Marshall.
Ooh, I think if you have both, yes, those guys are available. I think it gives you a way better chance. The hardest part is especially with both guys, they haven't been in game situations. Yes, they've been getting back into the mix, but Marshall, it is hard, man, to play an NFL game. And you could be doing all the conditioning you want to do on the outside, but getting back to game shape is tough. The only way you do that is by playing games. So, but I definitely think just with the skill set of a guy like Jalen Johnson and Kyler Gordon, both guys, yes. But also as well, that hasn't really been – that's what you've kind of looked at right now since those guys have been out. I mean, Sean Wright has been phenomenal, right? I mean, you add in CJ as well. Like, these guys have played their part, and that to me is what's going to be interesting moving forward. When those guys do get healthy, how do you find ways to be able to keep the guys that are making plays on the football field? I think Wright he's a lock. I mean, you're talking about you're getting interceptions. You're tied for a league lead, right, with five. You're a lock. You've kind of cemented yourself. But also as well, a guy like CJ, what he brings to the table and what he's brought to the table just so early on, just coming into Chicago, that's what's so valuable about having veterans that know what to do, that are looking for an opportunity and come in and start making plays. So, Marshall, both those guys on the field, I think they give you a better shot because they're both really, really good football players.
Jarrett, you, sir, are the goods. Thanks for coming on with us. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Put on a little deodorant, maybe listen to some music, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah. Hey, man, happy Thanksgiving to both you guys. Marshall, stay on the side you're on, okay? I'm just telling you.
Oh, you already know I'm not moving. I'm not moving at all. I understand that deodorant, one, belongs in the bathroom, and I know when and where to put deodorant on. I'm good on that.
Hey, and also shout out to all the whole entire SCORE family, to all the listeners too. Happy Thanksgiving to all you guys. Enjoy Thanksgiving and enjoy Friday, man, as we get a chance to see the Bears playing some meaningful football in Philly. Let's get this dub.
Cheers to that. Have a great one, Jarrett.
See you guys.
Yep. 815 deodorant stays in my bedroom because with five people in the house, I will forget and someone else goes in the bathroom. I'm all good.
Smart person.
That makes sense. I mean, I've not had to deal with that since I was growing up, the competition for the bathroom. You know what I'm saying?
This is crazy talk. I grew up in a house of five people and
same.
I never had problems as far as just remembering to put deodorant on.
You know, and honestly, and this is another area.
It's part of the post-shower routine.
Like if your brothers, you could share the deodorant too. Yeah.
I don't.
Gross.
If you have to. I'm not saying
you're right. We've all had our own deodorant. I've had to borrow deodorant
before. Yeah, you borrow from your brother. Yeah, okay.
That's fine.
That's all right.
Better to borrow than not to put any on, Robbie.
Yeah, I mean, we had one toothbrush in the whole house for the five of us.
Okay, that's too far. That's too far.
I've been taking Grody's t-shirts and rubbing it on my arms. Yeah.
I want to point out, I was not cringed out by that, though. I told you, we're in a post-cringe world.
Oh, my God. I love that. I love that, because usually you cover yourself up. Like, you go under the table, basically.
I have gone under the table. I've gone under the hoodie.
Join the SCORE this Friday at the Wall in Gurney Mills Mall, located at 6144 West Grand Avenue. Olin Cruz, James Big Cat Williams, and we'll host our pregame show there from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and then have immediate reaction on the postgame show after Chicago takes on Philadelphia the day after Thanksgiving. Catch the game on the biggest of screens while enjoying all the MVP comforts of a Marcus Theater. There will be drink specials as well. It's all happening. Come see us, man. It's all happening at the Wall in Gurney Mills Mall starting at 11 a.m. this Friday.
When we come back, I have the report.
You have the reports?
The injury report.
Oh, we have the report and we have
predictions.
To say goodbye, too.
Who?
It's so hard.
We said goodbye to him on Monday, didn't we?
Oh, so we're not doing another Robbie ceremony?
I'm joking. We'll
okay,
say goodbye.
Screw it.
We'll say goodbye to
It's Raheemy Harrison Grody on the SCORE.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.